Welcome to Study Break. I am the editor-in-chief of The Scout, Angeline Schmelzer.
And I am the assistant voice editor, Daniel Kearns.
And today on Study Break, we will be discussing how to get into the Halloween spirit and also a little bit into our process of creating our Halloween special edition, The Scream. All right, so getting into the Halloween spirit, we're around that time now where gotta start thinking about Halloween costumes, shopping, decorations, all that fun stuff. So, Daniel, why don't you get us started? What do you do to get into the Halloween spirit?
Well, yesterday I went to Spirit Halloween in Northwoods Mall, the former Sears. The Sears logo is still on the side of the building, covered up with what appears to be garbage bags. So that's really sells the look of Spirit Halloween's prime target of abandoned real estate.
Yeah, so what was it like? Did you buy anything?
I did not. I was looking for a fedora because I think my costume this year is going to be like a film noir style detective. So I was looking for a fedora. I found one, but it didn't fit my head right. I've got a big head, and that is kind of outside the norm of one size fits all when it comes to hats.
Interesting. Well, something else that I do to really liven up the Halloween spirit is eating a bunch of candy beforehand, because why do you need to wait until the day of, until after? You know what? You get a bunch of candy from the dollar store anyway. Might as well treat yourself here and there beforehand.
Yeah, and it's not like you don't have a whole bunch of leftover anyway.
Correct. Plus, I live in an on-campus apartment. I don't get any trick-or-treaters. Guess what? That candy, it's all for me.
Yeah, I don't think the kids of the neighborhood are going to be coming down Fredonia Avenue for me either, so.
Yeah, well, and another thing is I have decorations as well in my apartment. I have some fall decorations, some like a Halloween like garland thing. Again, all dollar store stuff because I'm decorating a sad apartment anyway. Gotta liven it up with just a little less sad decorations.
Of course.
I mean, it's good. It's a fun time. I've been getting together little goodie bags for some people. And I think that'll be nice, you know, shopping on Amazon. It's just a lot of shopping. Basically, Halloween is just a spookier Christmas.
Yeah. Have you watched any seasonally appropriate spooky movies yet?
So I'm not a huge fan of the horror genre. So, no, I haven't. But you show me any Halloween-themed sitcom, I'm in.
Yeah, I started getting into How I Met Your Mother a few weeks ago, and there's a season one episode called, I think, The Slutty Pumpkin. So that's might be a good one to visit this year.
I'm trying to think of any sort of Halloween episode from The Office is going to be golden.
Mm-hmm.
New Girl is another one.
Community with the zombie episode, among others.
Those were great. I love the Community Halloween episodes. So maybe just make a list of some fun Halloween sitcoms to watch, and that's better than being scared. I don't like feeling scared. I don't like watching the horror genre. I don't know. Are you into the horror genre at all, Daniel?
Not really. Like I've seen the two new It movies, but that it's not something that I seek out to watch.
You know, I think the ones that I've watched a couple from the film classes here at Bradley, but that's about it. And that's because I had to, for a grade. Other than that, probably wouldn't have. But other than Halloween, there's also fall pumpkins. Do you do anything with pumpkins? Do you carve a jack-o'-lantern?
I have in the past. I haven't gotten around to it this year yet.
No, so I don't, because I don't really have any space for a live pumpkin here. But when I was at home, when I was at home for fall break, we bought like a little, I don't know, like cardboard-esque, foam-esque kind of pumpkin. It was brown, and I painted it, and we had like these little eyeballs and mouths and like ears and little bat wings that you could poke into it. So we did that, and that was my pumpkin carving for the year. Took a spooky photo, entered in the comm department's pumpkin carving contest, and until Friday morning, I was the only one submitted into that contest. But then another group submitted one, so I'll probably come in second, because again, mine was not that great, but it was fun. It was the effort that counted, and I might still get a Starbucks gift card out of it, so love that.
Better than nothing.
My mom gets into the spirit more. She decorates our mantle around the fireplace, all like spooky spider webs and skeletons, and I made candles with our the family's names on them, and like red paint with like lines, looks like blood dripping from them, and she only lights them on Halloween, so that's pretty neat. The mantle is really cool. You know, some people will deck out their mantles for Christmas. She decks it out for Halloween. I mean, she still does some things for Christmas, don't get me wrong, but the mantle is really creepy for Halloween. We love it.
Yeah, my parents have pumpkins on like the steps, not carved or anything, just sitting out there, and got some other decorations, including like a cloth skeleton thing, and it's got a microphone hanging off of it, like with a long cord, and I'm not sure what that was for, because we never, from all I can remember, we never used it for its intended purpose. We just hung it around. And they've also got like gel bat window things, like the door between our dining room and the kitchen. It's got like a whole, it's just like swinging glass door, and there's a little gel like bats and evil potions and stuff on that.
Okay, well, that's what our Halloweens are like leading up to it. If you need any help getting into the Halloween spirit, I would suggest reading our Halloween edition coming out on October 29th, I believe. Yeah. October 29th will be our Halloween edition called The Scream. It'll be a special PDF edition online where we'll have some spooky stories for your reading pleasure.
And frights.
And now, on to discussing the creation of our Halloween special edition. This was my fourth and final Halloween edition of my career at the Scout.
And this was my first time being in the office putting it together, because when I started writing, it was during COVID, and I just had to submit my article, and it was just kind of lame. So I had a good time being here in the office with everyone, and some people dressed up, most other people did not.
Yeah, no, there wasn't really much discussion of whether or not we were dressing up. I know you did. Our voice editor, Jay, did. I wore some, like, festive beads and brought goodie bags for everybody. I don't have any costumes with me here at Bradley, so it was kind of hard to dress up in any sort of specific outfit. But when it came to creating the special edition, we did something fun this year and created a PDF, because we're still not doing Prince, I'm pretty sure that's kind of out of the window at that point, is doing any print editions. But with the PDF, we were able to get the graphic designer involved and created an InDesign file with something typical of what we would see in print. It's kind of fun because it could be all in color too, and that was kind of fun to look at the process of making it that way.
Yeah, Kyle does some great work.
Yeah. Last year, we also tried to do a PDF version of the Halloween edition. It was still really fun. We didn't have a professional graphic designer with us, so it was kind of three of us that were on staff that didn't really know what we were doing and just kind of making it up as we went along. I think this year you can definitely tell with the graphics that someone that knew what they were doing was putting it together. But we had some fun articles too. Daniel, you want to talk about some of your favorite articles?
Yeah. Not to be biased, but I liked the one that I had this year. And an open letter to the people that say, well, actually, Frankenstein was the doctor. And it was fun just kind of tearing apart that a little.
Yeah, I wrote one half of a one-on-one, which we usually have in the sports section of a one-on-one, but in voice in Halloween, this was about candy corn, and I debated with the managing editor, Larry Larson, about whether or not candy corn was, you know, great or terrible. I fell more on the it's not that great side, but that's also just because it hurts my teeth. I used to love candy corn, I will say it, but now I don't because I have a sensitivity to it, which is kind of awful when you think about it. You love something that much, and then all of a sudden it hurts to eat it. That kind of, if you took away the eat it, I feel like that kind of went really philosophical.
Yeah, I mean,
something so much and it's taken away from you.
right in line at the spooky season.
Yeah. We also had some fun with staff picks, choosing which building we would haunt.
Yeah, I think it says something about the personalities of everybody, because I don't know, I like interpreting what people say and do and how that sort of informs their characters, and I think everybody's picks were on brand.
Yeah, I chose Sisson, which is the hall that the scout office is located in, and I think that just shows how much time I really spend here, because I wouldn't want to leave it once I pass on.
Yeah, I picked the music building, Constance. Even though I'm not a music student or have had any classes there, just being in the practice rooms was something, and playing some of the pianos in there was something I would do as a freshman just to kill some time. And the piano on the fourth floor is amazing. It sounds just spectacular. And being able to, you know, just mess around, play that for all eternity would be a pretty fun idea.
Yeah, so we definitely had some fun creating this edition, and I hope that you all will have fun reading it. Articles are published on the website as well as laid out on a PDF format, which can also be found on our website. Happy viewing, have a safe and wonderful Halloween. We will catch you soon on another study break.